North Adams, Massachusetts would cut 9 full-time teaching positions in the public schools under a $17.3 million budget for the next fiscal year. Mayor Richard Alkenbright speaks about the city's overall budget and why he believes the city needs are necessary.
Budget's good. I mean, we're going to council with it Tuesday. It'll go for a reading and then hopefully be voted on in the last meeting in June. And, you know, it's a 1.27% increase, virtually flatlined. Again, it's fully balanced this year, income to expenses, and we hope to close out this year well into the black, too. So, you know, we're looking at some at a tight budget, but a good budget. The main increases are where people would expect to see it, insurance costs, pension costs. We did add our community development office. There's a spike there because we brought in a new city planner. We're very happy to have that. And then we did add 2 positions that were there 5 or 6 years ago that we cut, hoped we could do without, but we're finding more and more that we can't. One is the someone in wire and alarm, another electrician in wire alarm department, and the other is someone in our inspection services department to primarily do weights and measures and some other health-related inspections.
The city schools make up a large portion of the budget. How is that looking?
It's tight. Again, we fund our school through the municipal budget at a 2% increase, and then we rely on whatever the state is going to come up with for funding. And, you know, this year overall in our school and our unrestricted government aid from the state, we actually took a $67,000 step backwards. And so we continue to fight the fight here, but against the tides. We're swimming against the tide, so to speak, and it's very, very hard for us to be, you know, we can fund our programs at the 2% increase. We've managed to, squeak out another budget with minimal cuts in staffing, but we've maintained our level of programming. But what it doesn't do, it doesn't allow us to be progressive. I mean, really, we can't say we'd like to offer this program, or we'd like to do this or do that. These funding issues are going to continue. And you know, my comment, I guess, would be that in Berkshire County, schools and school districts are our next financial crisis, I think.
Now, in many cases, level funding in tight economic times usually means reductions. Are there is there any other strife the city is going through?
Well, no, we continue to consolidate departments. We continue not to fill positions as they're vacated. This year we worked with our unions and they were very cooperative to find a way to lower our insurance costs, albeit we still had an increase, but we found a way to lower some of those costs. It's kind of a shell game, you know, you're just always moving money from here to there to make it work. But, it's difficult because again, we're fighting against levy ceilings and reductions in state funding year over year. So it's hard for us to keep things going. But we have a very creative finance team. We've got a good and supportive city council. And again, we plan on offering a budget this year that will maintain services throughout the city, particularly those in schools and public safety.
Will passing the budget this year be a success?
Oh, well, you know, you can always use more. Let's put it that way. I think where it's a success is, 8 years ago, we were in some very, very difficult, dismal times due to a lot of different things. But, again, majority of it has to do with the state cuts back in 2008 and 2009. But so for us, the challenge is basically to maintain a balanced budget, is not to cut into reserves. It's not to overspend. It's not to spend more than we've budgeted. It's not to look and get the end of the year and say, geez, we're $500,000 short. So for us, it's the success is in maintaining balanced budgets without overspending or cutting into reserves. And that's kind of where we've been right now. And so, you know, we've basically grown our reserves. We're somewhere around $1.8 or $9 million in reserves, which is, again, is not high for a city or a budget our size, but it certainly gives us some capacity. And again, our budgets year over year have grown well under 2%, which is, I'm guessing, well below the state average. And anything under 2% does not help you keep pace with inflation.
That's North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright. He says state aid for city schools is down about $150,000 next year.